It's Derby Day. News Radio 840 WHAS is proud to bring you live coverage. Now, here are your hosts for Derby Day 145, Tony Cruz and Paul Rogers.
It's always sunny and 75 at the Kentucky Derby. That statement made by the legendary John Asher, who worked with us with the News Radio 840 WHAS for so many years and here at Churchill Downs. And we all dearly miss him, and lots of tributes around here at Churchill Downs for the late John Asher. Welcome. I'm Tony Cruz along with Paul Rogers. For the 145th time, Louisville comes together to pull off the biggest horse party in the world. Welcome to Churchill Downs, the Kentucky Derby. And we think, Paul, we've been doing this for around 90-plus years at WHAS Radio. I don't think we were called News Radio 840 WHAS.
I can't remember that far back, so I don't know for sure.
Are you sure?
I know we've been doing it as long as I've been around, and it's a fun day. It's an exciting day. It's a great buildup all week long. Dodged the rain yesterday as it got out early. Don't know if we're going to dodge it today.
We're going to head to the red carpet now and go to KD.
David Allen Greer, is this your first derby?
No, my second derby. And sorry, I haven't been here in about 20 years. The track has totally changed. There's no infield. I was telling my girlfriend, I said, back in the day, that was scary out there. No, none of that. It is like new and improved and amazing. It was amazing the first time, and I love it. I mean, I loved it the first time. I'm still talking about it 20 years later. Yeah. Absolutely. I only got 3 or 4 more good years. You see this beard. Every day is a blessing, ladies. So, what rhymes with blessing? Bourbon. So, bam. That's what we're trying to do.
Terry Miners is out amongst the strong right now. The rain has let up, by the way. Terry, good morning.
All right, you have to have all kinds of special things when you come to the Kentucky Derby. Today, of course, everybody's talking about the rain. But one of the most important elements you have to have is something to cover your cigar. Once you light your cigar, you don't want the rain to put that up. Jason Lois is with me. Jason, how are you, brother?
I'm good. I'm good, Terry. How are you doing?
I'm excited. You are already smoking a cigar at this early point here because you are a man with cigars to sell. Am I correct?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Everybody talks about their outfit and they're so worried it's going to get soggy or whatever. But really, if you spend money on a good cigar, shouldn't you protect that first?
Absolutely. But if you have that wide brim hat, you know, it's totally protected, or get underneath one of these terraces here, you're totally fine.
Have you ever thought about something like an attachment to the cigar that would be like a small umbrella that goes on the cigar to protect your investment?
No, but that's a great idea, and we'll have to look into that.
Let's get on that. Starting tomorrow, we'll patent that. Yes, patent
sir.
Pending.
Yes, sir.
We let the old guys go down and get something to bite to eat and let the young guys take over. Terry Miners.
I haven't been called that in a long time.
Buddy,
hey, Leland.
You're young at heart, my buddy.
Right. By the way, have you guys looked at this race yet?
No.
I'm no expert,
no.
Okay?
But race 5 is coming up. We're about 7 minutes.
Okay, well, I'm no expert.
Okay.
But one jumps off the page at me, and not because the odds are 15-1. But I had a cat named Senor Gato
here
when I was
go.
A kid.
Oh, here we
when
go.
I was a kid.
That's right.
And there's a horse in this race.
This is how you bet, ladies and gentlemen.
The 4-horse is Senora Gato. So,
Senora.
Bam, I'm putting it on
Senora
there.
Senora Gato.
150,000 people show up, and we have to get on the PA system. Ladies and gentlemen, Leland Conway once owned a cat with the same name as him. I would bet on that if I were you.
Well, there is a feline. So, Senor Gato, the next gate is Hungry Kitten, and the next gate
is cat
Silver
race.
Kitten.
Are we? Is this a is
cat
this
fight?
Is this a new thing at Churchill Downs? Are we racing cats instead
well,
of horses?
Some people just come out here to see the kittens.
Hey, there's another horse in this race. There's another horse in this race named Sugar Love. I think that's Stormy Daniels' little sister.
Oh,
Stormy! Stormy's here.
I saw a billboard about
Dave.
That.
Dave's bringing
into town.
In the music.
Dave
now.
Knows what's going
on. Last night on Twitter, Stormy Daniels just landed in Louisville. So he's out for the Kentucky Derby.
Seriously.
And of course, immediately the whole thread just went lost its
infield,
way.
Right away. Turn 3.
Oh my gosh.
Get we don't know where Stormy is, but Stormy's boobs got here 15 minutes ago, and the rest of her is expected to arrive in about 15 more minutes.
Now,
I can say that. Her boobs
it.
Are
Listen,
public figures.
What's going to happen when Tony Cruz and Paul Rogers come back and have to take back over
broadcast.
This show?
And let's go to Will Clark. He's joining us now live from the paddock. Will.
And we're down here in the paddock and we have a very interesting guest with us. It is the Stanley Cup and its keeper, Mike Bold. Now, we've heard all the stories. There's been players who've eaten cereal out of it. They drank beer out of it. Any possibility of putting a mint julep in the Stanley Cup?
Well, actually, they did make a mint julep in the Stanley Cup yesterday with NBC. It'll be showing somewhere along the broadcast during the Derby. And, yeah, it was the first mint julep ever made in the Cup yesterday.
More right now with Leland Conway. Leland.
All right, guys. Will and Leland wandering around in the paddock again. We're getting into all kinds of trouble out here. We have found a great Southern villain, Rhett Butler, and the lovely Scarlett O'Hara. You never know who you're going to run into.
That's exactly right, and it's so good to be here in Louisville, Kentucky. You know, Atlanta was getting a little hot, so we had to leave.
Why? Why on earth was it getting so hot in Atlanta?
Exactly.
Oh, fiddle your knee, Red. Don't go tell him tales now.
I'm thinking about going back to Charleston, actually. It's a lot warmer in Charleston. Hey,
oh, you're a black-hearted vomit, Red, and I hate you.
Yes, who are you betting on in the last race?
Fiddle-dee-dee, I can't think about that now. I'll go crazy if I do. I'll think about that tomorrow.
Scarlett.
Will, do you have any questions for these two?
Now, you both seem to be enjoying the signature cocktail of the Derby. How many more will you put down before we run the run for the roses?
Well, a lady never tells.
We're going to go head out to Tony Bonetti next here live from Churchill Downs. Tony?
I'm still wandering the infield, dodging little sprinkles, doing what? Who am I talking to here?
Macy.
Macy what?
Keys.
And?
Haley Davis.
Yes, and where do y'all go to school?
Fern Creek.
Oh, the creek is rising. Y'all are high school girls?
Yes.
Where are your chaperones?
We're here alone today.
All right, are you going to be good girls here?
It's questionable.
All right, I love the hats. How did you put the hats together? I mean, those are pretty fancy for a bunch of high school girls.
It was kind of last minute yesterday at a consignment store, and then I just added feathers to it. So.
Are you planning for weather? Are you ready to do that, or is there a spot you're going to that might be dry?
We have rain boots on, and then we got ponchos today, so we're all ready to go.
Let's head on to the crowd now and see what's going on with Dwight Whitten.
You can hear the trumpet blowing. We're out here in the infield. This is where the real party is at, baby. Where are you guys from?
Bristol, Indiana.
And what's your name?
Shannon.
Dave.
How far is Bristol, Indiana?
6.5 hours.
Oh, good Lord, you guys had a drive, didn't you? I noticed you have matching outfits. Your wife has a beautiful dress on, and you, sir, have a vest made on out of that same beautiful dress material. Was this your idea or her idea?
Definitely hers.
Are you guys having fun out here so far?
Oh, yeah.
How many derbies have you been to?
This is our fourth.
Oh, fourth. Wow. In a row or what?
Yes, in a row.
Well, you must love them. When you come down to the Kentucky Derby, 6.5 hours, do you actually drink a mint julep?
The first year, yes, but not after that.
Yeah. Well, here's a secret. The mint julep is just a dirty trick we play on out-of-towners. No true Louisvillian loves the... mint julep. It's just disgusting taste. What are you guys drinking today, sir?
Diet Coke.
Yeah, okay. Doesn't smell like Diet Coke to me. Hey, thank you, Joe. Hey, listen, enjoy your day and have a good time.
Let's go to Rucker with 98.9 Radio Now.
What's your name?
Rari Round.
What's your name?
Rari Round.
That is an awesome name.
Yeah, I'm an awesome person.
Okay, what are you sipping on? An awesome drink?
Spiked lemonade. Not one shot, but two. Vodka.
Is this your first Kentucky Derby?
This is my first Kentucky Derby.
You've never been here.
I've never even been to Louisville. I didn't even know y'all had Uber.
What? Where are you from?
Miami.
This is a lot different than the beach. I mean,
super.
Polar opposite. You're having fun, right?
I'm having a blast.
It's a good time, and you may not remember it. That's just how we do it.
I might not. I don't remember a lot of things.
Have you made it out to the infield yet?
We did go to the infield. There's a lot going on in the infield.
It is kind of crazy.
Yes.
Nick Coffey here with News Radio 840 WHAS, and we're hanging out here at Churchill Downs for Kentucky Derby 145, and I just ran across Debbie. And Debbie, I told you, as soon as I walked up, you looked like you were excited for the Derby.
I'm here. This is my first trip here, and I am excited.
Now, where are you from?
I'm from Rochester, New York.
She's from Rochester, New York, made the trip all the way to Louisville, Kentucky. How long have you been sort of, I guess, eyeing the Derby and saying, at one point, I've got to make sure I get there?
A couple years. Every year, my husband and I go down south about this time, and we pass this place. And we said, we got to do it this year.
What do you make of the experience so far?
I love it. Next time I'll do better, though. I will go up in the grandstand. This is the first experience, so we just did general admission.
Well, general admission is not too bad. I think the Derby experience overall is just being here, being a part of it. It's one of those things that I've said that you kind of don't know how to describe it till you've been there. And even after you've been there, it's still one of those things that's hard to put into words why it's so special. Now, I got to ask, have you guys had any luck cashing tickets so far today?
I got one in my purse for 70 bucks.
70 bucks, folks. Debbie's won 70 bucks. I think that alone makes it a great trip.
All right, guys, I think it's pick'em time for the 145th Run for the Roses. What do you think?
I've been agonizing over this for 3 weeks, and I just cannot figure out a four-horse exacta box. So I'm backing up. I'm just picking a winner only, and I'm going with Roadster.
All right.
Wow. I'm actually going to go. I'm sticking with Tacitus.
The unexpert opinion is Roadster, Tacitus, and Maximum Security.
Game winner will now be moved up into the fifth position.